And now, on with the show.
Ray I. We're back on this beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Bogler and Matty G.
And on our comeback from commercial, that was the intro to my Calling Is Everything seminar. Had a lot of owl hooting in it. Thought we'd come back with a little turkey music and owl hooting.
This whole show's been a lot of fun, and you're really going to enjoy my next guest because he won the Grand National Owl Hooting Championship, and we're going to ask him how many times. So we're going to welcome to the show James Harrison. Hey, James, welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, buddy.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What did you think of the convention this year before we start talking about the owl hooting?
I'm either getting old or it's just getting busier and crazier. It's packed every year, and it's just nonstop from the time you get there on, you know, I get there on Wednesday till the time we leave. It's just talking to people, going, and I mean, the show seems to get better and bigger every year.
It really does. It was a great homecoming and a great family reunion for everybody. So many friends, you know, a lot of those guys, I'm not even going to say how old I am. I've known those guys a while. But anyway, well, tell our listeners what kind of call you're using and about your calls, because I know you design and build calls. You've won this thing. How many times have you won it, and what are you winning it on?
I've won it 5 times.
Wow.
And I'm using an owl hooter that I designed called the Harrison Hoot Stick, which we sell to Hook Custom Calls. And it's a reed type owl hooter. Basically, you just hold it in your hand and blow air into it, and you get the reed vibrating on it, and that gets the owl sounds going from there.
How many contestants was in the contest?
We had 26 owl hooters in the contest. I think that's pretty much the most we've ever had.
That is a bunch. I know it used to be a big deal back in the day. When I say back in the day, I am going to tell my age. I won the Grand National Owl Hooting Championship in 1980 in Niagara Falls, New York.
Wow, that's awesome.
And to give you a little history and our listeners a little history, in 1978, the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Convention was at a hotel, Madison Rudelbach, in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I met Ben Lee for the first time, but the other guys I'd already met in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Rob Keck, Terry Rahm, Kelly Cooper, Jim Clay, Lewis Stowe, some of those names, came
Man,
to Kansas
awesome.
City. There was a banquet that night, and at that night at the banquet, Ben Lee, Lewis Stowe, myself, Terry Rahm, Kelly Cooper, and a bunch of the guys started owl hooting at each other and throwing biscuits, rolls at each other, and owl hooting. Carl Brown was just starting to work with the Turkey Federation then. He was a caller at that time, but the next year he worked with him. He went to the Turkey Federation, Tom Rogers, and said, "We need to do an owl hooting contest. Have you heard these guys in the banquet?" 1979, next year, Birmingham, Alabama, was the first NWTF owl hooting championship. And in that contest, I placed second. Terry Rahm beat me by a point. Paul Butzke was third. How about that for some history?
That's awesome there. That's like a blast from the past. That's legends right there. I mean, when you're mentioning all those names and that's a heck of a list of guys to be calling with.
And I also learned a lesson in Kansas City. Never go out on the town at night with Ben Lee. All the rest of the guys were fine. Terry Rahm won the Grand National Turkey Calling Championship in Kansas City that year we were there. And they didn't have an owl hooting in the next year down in Birmingham. Oh, my gosh, what a contest. And that's where I met Dick Kirby the first time, was in Birmingham. And the boy,
awesome.
Chris, that we know, he was a little guy in the booth. What a great time.
And yeah,
that is
awesome.
Back then, everybody hooted with their voice.
Right.
There was nobody even made an owl hooter. First owl hooter I saw was that one by The Real McCoy by Billy McCoy made it the first Owl Hooter I ever saw.
Yeah, well, when I started hooting, when I was in the juniors and coming up through there, we all ran our natural voice.
Right.
And as the Owl Hooters got better, from Dale Palmer's to guys like that, they kept designing Owl Hooters. I finally decided that I had to build an Owl Hooter to keep up with everybody, and I had about 4 years in design and development in mind. And, I'd build one, take it to a contest, throw it in the trash. Build one, take it to a contest. Yeah. I like this one, throw it in the trash. So I got what I wanted.
Right.
But nowadays, the Owl Hooters that, that I'm making and guys are making, they are so far advanced over a natural voice caller. It's just, it's comparing guys that's gobbling on mouth calls now compared to guys gobbling with their natural voice.
Yeah.
They just got such a strong advantage over that now. Materials are getting better.
Yes, they are. It's difficult on the phone. I don't want you to call on the phone, but I've got some of your owl hooting here. We're going to play that. I want everybody to listen to it. So just hang on. We're going to play a little bit of your owl hooting, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about it. Okay, so here we go.
Hi, everybody. James Harrison from Hooks Custom Calls. Here today to show you the new Signature Series Owl Hooter, Flamed Osage. Whether you're a competition caller or a spring turkey hunter wanting to get that turkey to gobble, this is a call for you. Make sure you pick yours up this spring. Thank you, and have a great day.
Tell me about that rendition you just did on your owl hoot.
That's just the basic calls of a barred owl. What I'll start out with is a 8-note hoot, who cooks for you, who cooks for you all. And I kind of build up the build into it and go into some laughing and get aggressive, and then I just bring it back down with some basic 8 notes again and going in from there.
Pretty awesome, pretty awesome. What kind of trophy did you get?
It was actually just a, like a walnut-based one with gold cups on top again.
Okay. Well, do you remember? No, you wouldn't have been. You was pretty young. Sorry. You did call me old-timer earlier, so we'll be all right with this. I got a chainsaw-carved wooden owl, a big owl, big heavy. I had to carry it on the airplane back from New York. It was huge. And for several years, they gave out these big, huge owls, carved owls out of wood. What a great trophy that was.
Oh, those, I've always wanted one of the big carved owls. And I said, one of these days I'm going to get one. I go to the contest at Nationals my first year, and it was actually the last year that they did the carved owls.
Figures as much.
And at that time, I was terrible at it, so I wasn't going to place anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay. Well, okay, James, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Where can they purchase your owl hooter?
You can get the owl hooter at hookscalls.com, and just look up online Hooks Calls, Google that, and it'll pull you right up to our page, or you can Google Harrison Tootstick, and it'll come right up on there for you on that, too.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, have a good day. Okay, buddy.
That was my good friend James Harrison, 5-time Grand National Owl Hooting Champion. That was a great interview. Stick around. We need to take a break, but can't believe we're already in the last hour of our show here. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.